You're listening to a Zone Radio podcast, zoneradio.co.za.
This is Zone Radio 88.5, the voice of the valley. It is now 12 minutes past four, and it's time for us to have a chat about digital transformation on air. And in the studio with me is someone who looks like she's forever young.
Oh, did you like that?
That's cheesy, but thanks.
Yeah. I didn't say you are, I just said you look like.
Okay, yeah. That does change it a bit.
Yeah. Hello, Odette Butcher. How are you?
How are you, Unicorn?
Enjoying married life, just checking.
Well, it doesn't feel any different, to be honest, because we still have a house full of teenagers.
Oh, well, it's instant family.
Yeah, there you go. It's just 24/7 graft.
Okay, all right. Well, you're looking good on it.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're looking very good on it.
Thank you.
All right, and what is this thing about getting real with reels and then the muscle arm and the whole thing? What's going on here?
We've just got to get real with reels. Do you know what a reel is?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Come on, you must know what a reel is.
Yeah, something you catch fish with. You put on on a fishing rod.
I wish it was that easy. No. But actually, fishing's not that easy either.
No. So also quite boring for me, but anyway.
Exactly. There you go. So maybe if we can start with what exactly is a reel, how would they be used, and where would you find them?
Mm-hmm.
A reel is, you're not on Instagram,
no.
I don't think.
Well, I am, but not. You know
and
what I
probably
mean? I
not. Probably not on TikTok either.
Definitely not TikTok.
Definitely not.
Nor Facebook, nor Twitter.
Are you missing anything?
Am I? I don't know. I get, you know, people find that stuff, they send it to you on WhatsApp. It, you know, they think you're interested. Yeah, I guess I am. At some level, I should actually be involved in it. Zone Radio's got their social media accounts, which is...
I think you dip in and out as you need to.
Yeah, I would even say that I kind of go out of my way even to avoid it.
Yeah.
The only thing that I find of value for Facebook is a person at my age forgets birthdays a lot.
Me too.
And Facebook's pretty good at reminding your birthdays, given, of course, that those people who are having a verjaarsdag are actually friends of mine on Facebook, which is also possibly, you know, not the case. So, you know, if you're going to be talking to somebody about this kind of thing to convince them, I would be that guy.
Well, I'm just thinking, you know, you might be, in fact, I think you probably are indicative of a lot of people, maybe not necessarily just in your age group either, but it's this kind of...
What do you mean my age group? What do you mean my age group?
Well, you did make reference to my age group when we opened up.
No, I just said you're forever young.
I look
forever
young.
Look forever young, yeah.
So, basically a reel, on the back of what you're saying now, probably hooks and entices people to potentially go through their feed more because it's a very, very short video, a super short video, minimum 15 seconds, maximum 60. And we did some reading up actually within the last couple of weeks. And apparently if you don't hook people within the first 5 seconds, you've just lost it. So that might be a way of getting people back into their feeds because they don't even have to scroll and use the thumb, do like a right swipe or use the scrolling thumb. You literally just watch reels, reams and reams and reams of reels. On Facebook, they have them in the video section. Also in Instagram, you can set that up on your profile, TikTok, and also YouTube Shorts. And I think that Reels were developed in 2019 or 2020. That's kind of when the boom started. And of course, TikTok is taking over in that platform is purely just reel-based. Like you are not posting or anything. You are just
observing,
loading reels.
Oh, loading
reels. That is it.
Okay.
So if you have a profile and a presence on TikTok, all you're doing is creating these very, very short videos of whatever you feel is your creative expression or the brand that you're promoting. And people would just gawk and just watch it, really. So I think that as we are potentially resisting, as business owners, embracing reels, it is for real.
Pardon the pun.
Well, yeah, exactly. And that was about the muscle as well. Like whether we like it or not, it's booming, it's trending, it's happening, it's here, and it's not going away. It's just getting bigger. So I thought that today I could just chat about some creative tips, some top creative tips for us as business owners to be aware of so that we can make our own reels. Because the other part about being real, about reels being here, is that all you need to be is actually just real on your reel. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'm just getting my head around this thing now. So I'm a person who is not dependent dependent on social media, any form. Mm-hmm. I enjoy WhatsApp. I enjoy the connections that I've got on WhatsApp, and they're friends of mine and send you the odd, you know, funny and this and that and the other. I enjoy the sort of directness of WhatsApp. But other than that, I don't really go to a Facebook page.
However, what if there was a comedian you really liked and you went on to and you found out that he or she was on TikTok and off you go?
Yeah, so that's what I'm getting at. These real things are directed at people who are using social media, but those who have got a presence but not using it to try and attract them in. Is that right?
Well, potentially, yes. It would be a way to get you back onto social media is if you heard that your favorite comedian or, singer, anyone really who has, anyone who's creative has a presence on Reels, on TikTok or Instagram, that it might draw you in to go and investigate and explore them so that you don't have to go and watch their shows.
Okay. All right. You see, that's where I
do. I know that a lot of friends in my age group are on TikTok now because of the humor.
Yes, I've got.
They love it.
I've got a very good friend who said to me the other day, and he's a guy that's my age, close to my age, a bit younger than me, but close to my age. And he said to me, "Oh, he has a great time. He gets up in the morning, he has his coffee, he goes through his TikTok feed." I said, "What? First of all, what are you talking about? No, TikTok." Yeah. You know, I thought that's like a time thing, but anyway. And he says he goes through his TikTok feed and he says, "Yeah, he finds a lot of garbage. There's a lot of good stuff and good content on TikTok." I looked at the guy and thought, really? You doing TikTok? So it's clearly not just a teenage thing.
No, definitely
it started
isn't.
Out that way.
It is changing.
Yeah, and an older generation is getting hold of it and certainly consuming it.
For sure.
So, I think that there is a place for it, and you're going to tell us how we get there.
I think
anybody who's using it, how they can capitalize on it.
For sure. And as you've just mentioned, TikTok, if you think of the name TikTok, what does that mean to us? TikTok time. Goes a clock.
Yeah.
And that is the whole thing behind creating a reel, is you have limited time to get your message across. People are absorbing so much, consuming, absorbing, seeing, hearing so much information every day, that the whole objective is less is more. Make it fast, make it quick, get your information across ASAP. So this is really with a feel for those who are in like a business e-commerce space, trying to get their businesses onto TikTok and Instagram Reels. This is definitely not... I suppose it could help those who are creative and maybe selling, you know, their music, their art, their dramatics online. But these are actually some creative tips on how not to postpone your success and rock TikTok ads, as well as YouTube Shorts and Instagram Reels from the beginning.
Okay.
So these are a couple of top tips. So find your niche and post clips frequently. We do that every Tuesday and sometimes every Thursday as well, depending how much content we have. You don't want to be a jack of all trades, do you? While there is nothing wrong with being a person who can be good in several departments, you should always strive to be the master of one craft. And I think for all of us, being able to put a reel together is actually quite doable, because you just need to know that you need to be real and authentic. I've even seen in my feed when you're kind of scrolling through, people almost try too hard. So be yourself. Just be real and be yourself. And whether you get reels made professionally it's actually very doable to be able to do it yourself. Mm. You just need the time. Usually for me, it's, you know, the early hours of the morning or that 5 a.m. club that you just play with the app. Just play with it until you get familiar and make a few little reels yourself. But it's so doable and easy to put together.
When you say play with the app that you're launching on, in other words, TikTok, Instagram,
yes.
That type of thing. Okay.
So when you select reels within Instagram, there's a selection. So you create a reel. Mm. You will see all of the instructions in there, which are all visuals that you say, oh, this is the stickers, or oh, this is the, you know, the, oh, what do they call those? The filters, or this is where I choose the music. So just go in and play.
Okay.
Until you feel confident, and that's within everybody's hands. Presentation really does matter. Before you create a reel, ask yourself a couple of simple questions. Who may anyone want to watch the clip? Why may anyone would they want to watch the clip? Like, why would they want this? Like, what is in it for them? And what could be the right pitch for your reel? And it's the same thing when we post, is to always think, you know, would someone actually want to share this? So that we're not just putting together a whole lot of mediocre rubbish. So let's just keep thinking about our audience and would they actually want to watch this or share it? 30 or 60 seconds is always better than 15. At launch, Instagram Reels allowed users to record only 15 seconds of video. However, when creators asked for a bit more freedom in terms of time, the Facebook-owned video sharing platform had to double the video recording time. And now it has bumped the video recording time even further, all the way to 60 seconds. I generally keep ours up to a maximum 45 seconds. That's pretty much all that we do. Experiment with effects and also those filters. So like I was saying, when you have some quiet time, just go and play with the app on Instagram and TikTok. It is very, very similar. Instagram Reels already boasts a ton of eye-catching effects. It's very user-friendly. Clip your music precisely. Clipping music or selecting the desired part shouldn't be a hassle when you have a neat tool always ready to do the task for you. Simply tap on the music button and then search for the songs you want to use. Once you've selected the preferred track, use the slider to choose the desired part of the track. It's that easy. And you would understand that from all the video editing, music editing and everything that you do. Keep your captions short and precise. Captions that are short and sweet catch attention right away, while the ones that cover the entire screen fail to grab attention. More importantly, though, are the amount of people scrolling.
Say that again. Go back.
So keep your captions short and precise. Mm-hmm. Captions that are short and sweet catch attention right away, while the ones that cover the entire screen fail to grab attention.
Ah, interesting.
So I think there's two reasons here is inclusivity. So for people who are hearing impaired, we need to be including everybody as much as we can with all of our businesses so that they don't miss out. Captions are good for them. And also the amount of us that are watching videos and scrolling with sound on our phones off because we're potentially watching videos where we shouldn't be. Yes, at church, at work, maybe in a meeting room or something. So that's why we should have short, precise, snappy captions. Use eye-catching covers. They rightly say the first impression is the last impression. Thus, make sure to design your Instagram Reels cover with precision so that it can best represent your video. And for that, we're using Canva, which I have brought up in quite a few of our sessions. It's very affordable, and they have all of the templates there, and it looks really nice and uniform when you're looking at all the reels that a brand has posted. And you see all the like the smart cover slides that they've added to each one, and then you can select which one interests you. Stay in sync with trends, but as a trendsetter, in terms of thinking outside of the box within trends, if that makes sense. Whilst it's always recommended to hop onto the latest trend to stay ahead of the curve, You must always add something new to the table. I thought that was a nice point to remember. So that we don't, you don't have this numbing feeling like we're all just spewing out the same thing. So try to be different within the trend that you're following. Never settle with the native music library. Music is the crux of any video, more so for the clips that have only a few seconds to leave a lasting impression. So why settle with the songs that don't seem to gel along with your video? And I hear it coming up time and time again, the importance of pairing your reel or your video with trending music. So maybe if there is some high flyer on Instagram or TikTok that you really like, that they're getting really good engagement, see if you can maybe use some of their tracks on your reels. I mean, you would know especially how music is just, it's so emotive and it's just so energetic or whatever, it needs to be right.
It can also be a generational thing. So if you're targeting a 45 plus age group on your reel, with your reel, you want to be using music that they identify with. You don't necessarily then want to be playing the latest sort of hip hop track because they're not going to identify with that music. In fact, it will irritate them. So, okay.
Exactly, which was my next point. Stay buyer orientated and stay in the safe zone.
Okay.
If you want to be risque and, you know, controversial, make sure you know how to pull it off.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, when we are advertising our brands online, it should be aligned with our core business values. That's really important when we're thinking about our company image and to stay buyer orientated, like would it actually interest them? A big one is to stay vertical. So with Instagram reels and TikTok, it's very much holding your phone vertical.
Yeah.
Whereas YouTube, it's portrait.
Yeah.
That horizontal, or should landscape. I say. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then obviously getting people on the hook is a reminder about your first 5 seconds really do mean everything. And finally, here are some ideas that you can use, which are different for posts. This is more with a video reel strategy in mind. You could include introducing yourself and your team, sharing snippets from your day behind the scenes, show people what you're doing, you know, in the office, in the garage, in the factory, on the job, on the streets, you know, at your customers' homes, or businesses with their permission, of course. You could show befores and afters with the reels. That would be really nice if you're doing installations or the before and after of a product, you know, before it's complete, etc. Teach people how to do something. If maybe you were in, you know, makeup or some sort of craft that you're selling, show people how to do it themselves. Offer tips that your audience can utilize, but keep the tips relevant to the niche that you're creating videos for. Give a sneak peek into something that you're creating that customers will soon be able to buy. You can also talk about your products and your services, but keep it 80-20, that 80-20 rule that we've mentioned before. Don't be too hard and heavy on the sales. You could answer some frequently asked questions in your reel. And you could also, just another reminder about using the latest trending sounds with trending products and just adding a splash of uniqueness to all that you're doing to get you noticed. That's pretty much it for today.
Well,
is that enough?
No, well, it is. It's got me with a million questions. Okay, so reels, in my old school language, we used to talk about show reels and we used to talk about, you know, things like that. It's a reel is one item.
Yes.
A multiple of reels is a multiple of reels. But when you're talking about reels, you're talking about one video clip.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. So it's a singular. Okay, I get that. Now, let's say for argument's sake, we were going to take a video clip of this interview.
Yes.
All right. So what you do is you put the camera up. Mm-hmm. It could be a GoPro camera. It could be a cell phone camera. It could be a proper video camera.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to capture this discussion and you're going to want to use this in your reel.
Yes.
Okay. And you want to put it up on your TikTok or your Instagram or your whatever. That's in a different format. That is in, you know, three different formats we've spoken about. A GoPro would deliver video in one format, a cell phone delivers it in another format, and the normal video camera would deliver it in another format. And is there a mechanism, and I think I know what you're going to answer, where you don't actually have to use the app itself to do the recording?
I think the whole point is that you do use the app for the recording.
Is that it? So you can't take that and edit it and then put it in?
Yes, of course you can.
That's what I'm getting at.
So I think the beauty is that you can just press video on your phone and make your little video as you see them doing it in front of a mirror or something. Yeah. But which is actually what put me off in the beginning, because I was like, oh my gosh, if I press this video and then like process, does it just go straight online? No. And then that just freaked me out. Mm. But then I noticed that there's a little plus arrow on the left of the video button. Mm. And it's a direct link to your image and video galleries on your phone.
Oh, okay.
So when you were saying earlier, is it just one video clip? Yes, it is. However, you can include multiple clips that you've taken, let's say, at an experience. Let's say we go hot air ballooning together.
Yeah. So we want to see takeoff, we want to see up in the air, we want to see landing.
Yes.
But there's a lot of time that runs between those.
Yes. So you would then go in and select on your phone the two or three different little clips that you've made on this hot air ballooning experience.
Outside of the app.
Yes. Okay. So that was also, that was on your phone, it was or it was sent to you.
Yeah.
Okay, so it doesn't matter, it's on your phone. Okay. Then you could also choose a few images.
Yes.
So you're almost making a presentation.
Cool, I get it.
So like a PowerPoint presentation?
So you can compile.
Yes.
Within these apps.
Yes.
You don't necessarily, look, Facebook Live, you've got to push live and go.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
Yeah. But this is, you can actually compile this video, structure it, and you can bring it into the app and send it from there. That's what I'm getting at. So there is this external editing possibility, and I was guessing that you were going to say to me, use Canva for that.
Well, Canva we use for the cover slides. Yeah. And I know that there is various video editing software that you can also make use of before you start loading it from your phone, that it can all kind of happen on these video software apps before you load it onto your Instagram or TikTok. But the main thing is that it's all about making videos easy for all of us to create and not needing that fancy software that so much of us are like, oh my word, I need a professional to sort this out.
Yeah, I get it. What I'm getting at is that that you can build this thing outside of TikTok,
yes.
You can build it outside of Instagram. You can build it outside of Facebook. I've got a very handy, I use it quite a bit actually. I've got a very handy video editor that I downloaded. It's a free thing called Video Maker.
Yes.
It's very, very good. It gives you effects. It gives you the ability to put text on there. You can do all of this good stuff.
Yes.
It's a very basic thing, the free version. You can obviously upgrade to the more expensive, well, the pro version as they call them with apps. But it also is very, very good.
Yes.
And there's another thing that I use for photographs called Snapseed, which is an amazing image editing package. And you can bring all of those together in your gallery and then put it and compile it in Video Maker. And then you can put it up onto the social media platform.
Yes.
Cool. That's what I was getting at.
You know, the thing is, it's about encouraging people to actually make use, play and try with these apps and use content that's being sent to you from your clients. So you can go and do something professional outside of the app and then pull it in. But most importantly, I think for all of the listeners today is to say, don't worry about that yet.
Oh.
You can actually use whatever is on your phone.
Already.
And like we'll do something a little bit more professional that I won't be a part of because I don't really do the editing design stuff. I have someone who helps me with that. But what's nice is that when we request our reviews and we have good collaboration and friendship with some of the clients, they'll happily send us pictures and little clips from their experiences that they've enjoyed. And then I, as a business owner, can easily whip something together and put it onto Reels and TikTok.
I think it's a very, very interesting conversation. It really is. I think we just scratched the surface of it. I think there's a whole lot more to this. But reels are something that are starting to work. Look, you know, years ago, I'm not saying I'm a rocket scientist here, but I have been in marketing a long time. And one of the things that I predicted was when you were able to put up YouTube videos free of charge, I basically said to folks, nothing's free. And it wasn't too long after that when there was the advertising edition. And then now you get to these things that you're watching something that is really interesting about some guy turning a vase out on a lathe or something like that. And the video itself is 4, 5, or 6, or 7 or maybe 15 minutes long.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden you're like into what this guy's doing, and then an ad pops up. Those ads were popping up and running for 30 seconds. And it was really irritating to the point where you actually disengaged with YouTube because, you know, really, I don't need this. I've got, yeah. So my prediction was that the ads would eventually come down in time to nothing more than 5 or 6 seconds. And that's what happens now on YouTube. You get this 5-second ad that packs everything into it very creatively. And then the YouTube video continues. And you don't go, you cannot react fast enough to go away because the ad is so short, in other words. Whereas if you're watching a 30-second ad by 15 seconds, you can actually take that action, the pressing of whatever you need to press on your phone to get out of there. But with 5 seconds, you actually haven't even got enough time for that. So this essentially is an extension of that 5-second ad that now is giving you a little bit more content added, that you can be more specific and target your audience. That's essentially what's happened here.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's so good. And we see that with Twitter and what is the other one? You know, with Twitter that you're limited with the amount of characters that you can post. So it really is so good for us to, we're almost forced to be minimalists.
Yeah.
But do you know how hard it is not to be long-winded?
Yeah,
like I know there is such a technique in getting, I mean, like when we were chatting before about radio advertising, you had these like 4 or 5 different steps and I was like, what? I don't get it. But like, it's actually really hard to get the copy for 5 seconds.
Very, very hard. And what do you leave in and what do you leave out? It's a very interesting conversation. The sad reality is that a lot of people who want to advertise, they want to err on the side of too much information rather than less. And sometimes when you say that you should have less and not more, they get rather antsy with you and say, well, like, I'm paying for it and it's what I want. So, you know, you don't really have much say, but it is a skill. It is a skill and it is a technique. And those people that pack so much into a 5-second ad are really doing an increase. That's not something I would, that's not a do-it-yourself kind of job.
No, those guys are pros.
Yeah, that's a very, very, I mean, that behind that 5 seconds is so much research into what is relevant.
Absolutely.
Okay. So your car's got big headlights and a great steering wheel and leather seats. That took 5 seconds. All right, but now what are you going to feature? So they do the research and they go out there and they say, okay, people, what's more important, the big headlights, the steering wheel, or the leather seats? And you come back and everybody says the steering wheel is the feature. That's what you push, okay?
Wow.
And you put that into the ad because now you can fit that into 5 seconds. So there's a lot that goes in there. But when people are working, like you're saying, small businesses are working like this, they're not going to have access to that unless they've got a big budget. So you need to also now look at, I think what the social media platforms have done is they've understood that not everybody has that and given you a little bit more leeway. So you've got the 60-second thing that you can work with. And if you make that creative, 60 seconds can actually feel like 15 if it's creative enough.
Yeah, I think for all of us, we need to be creating content that people actually want to watch and read. And that is hard.
I think what you've done is, and this is why I say you're touching the tip of the iceberg here. I think you've given people a lot of food for thought here.
Yeah.
And it's something that they can look at and say, okay, are we doing this? Is this something that we want to do? And if so, how do we do it? And if they get to draw the conclusion that actually we want to do it, but we're not too sure, then my advice, folks, is get hold of Odette because she's got a team that does this. And you can speak to her about that. You can get hold of her on the WhatsApp. Now, message to WhatsApp her on 084-811-9163. I say that again, 084-811-9163. don't go reinventing the wheel if somebody else has already invented the wheel, which I found out today was invented something like 15,000 years ago, but that's just, I just happened to come across an article. But yeah, so, and get an expert in, even if it is just to consult on what you're going to be doing so that you get it right from the outset. And she comes in here every 2 weeks, gives us this information, doesn't charge anybody for it. But if you want to get involved in this type of thing and you want a starting point, then people can call you, right?
For sure.
Okay. So that's what we wanted to tell people.
Just love the subject. It's just fascinating. And
well, you are quite passionate about it.
Yes. Mm. It's just the way business is going. And whether we like it or not, we just have to keep moving forward.
Yes. Yes. And one of these days, my next prediction is that of all the big corporate brands, everything like that, the marketing managers for those big brands are going to be 19-year-olds, 15-year-olds, 17-year-olds. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, but what about all of the experience and wisdom?
That's fine. But those kids are going to be running marketing campaigns. Yeah, I know you're pulling your eyes, but I'm telling you now, that's what's going to happen.
That's if they can get out of bed to go to work every day.
Well, you see, with the apps, they don't have to.
Yeah, they could just do it from bed.
Yeah, which will probably be the case.
Oh, my word.
Odette, thanks for coming this afternoon and sharing your expertise again, folks. I repeat that number, 084-811-9163. Get hold of the lady. Have a chat to her. You won't be sorry. And she's certainly going to push you in the right direction. Have a wonderful afternoon. And
thank you.
Apparently there's an after-wedding on Saturday.
A post-elopement party.
A post-elopement party. Yes. All right, we'll enjoy that on
Saturday. You've been invited. Have I? Yes. Am I allowed to be there? Don't let me down. Yes. Hey? You better be there.
I'll see what I can do. Maybe we can make a reel about it. We can reel around the room. Are there going to be music?
We can
reel around the room.
We can reel.
We can do a reel.
For real.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks, Richard.
Be good, girl.
Bye.